Even though. It has to be hard work.
It has to feel bad.
Or I'm not doing it right.
I'm not doing it right.
What if this tapping really works? And I feel a lot better. What will I do then? That's not what humans do. We feel pain.
We feel confusion.
We feel unresolved emotion.
If that's gone,
I don't know who I would be.
All the ways
I want something
for me,
and I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
I want to feel empowered.
I want to contribute.
I want to know inner peace.
I want to know joy.
I want to give and receive
in ways that feel good
and better
and better.
And nobody teaches that.
And I don't have memories of that.
All that I know
is that it has to be hard work
to have value.
It has to be difficult
to have great value.
Our artists suffer.
Parents suffer.
It has to be hard.
It has to be hard.
And I'm here
tapping
with a bunch of strangers
because some goofy part of me
keeps believing
it could be easier.
It could be more fun.
It could be more joyous.
It could definitely be more peaceful.
In my head.
In my heart.
Even in my memories.
I don't know if I'm buying it.
But I keep showing up.
For me.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I gave myself permission
to feel good?
For prolonged
amounts of time.
Maybe even a whole day.
A week would freak me out.
I wouldn't feel normal.
But I could take a whole day.
Maybe two whole days.
To just feel good.
And even though people would think
I was on drugs.
And they'd want to buy some.
It's okay for me.
To play with feeling good.
Even though my DNA
is not really programmed for that,
I am part of the change.
I am part of the awakening.
I am part
of all the changes on the earth.
I'm part of the upheaval
of all the old ways
that we're experiencing
coming apart.
And that means
I am part
of the new wave of peace
and joy
and inspiration
and contribution
and receiving.
I'm part
of forgiveness.
I'm part
of healing.
I'm part
of seeking
and
reaching
new heights,
new possibilities.
I'm part of all of it.
I give myself permission
to have the experience
of feeling really good
with no distinct reason.
It might freak me out.
I might need a reason.
I give myself permission
to play
with the experience
of wonder
in feeling good
for prolonged periods of time
for no good reason at all.
There are terrible things,
hard things.
I want to contribute
through an open heart,
through forgiveness.
Through letting go.
I want to contribute.
Not through the suffering.
Not through the struggle.
But through feeling good.
I want to be part
of the change
we've been seeking
for countless lifetimes,
all throughout history.
And I can't change the world.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I changed my own head,
my own thoughts,
my own words,
my own reactions,
my own beliefs,
my own ability
to give and receive
from a place
of peace
and happiness
for no good reason at all.
We didn't seem to have
reasons
every time we suffered.
All the unfairness,
all the illogical stuff,
I give myself permission
to be happy,
to experience the wonder of happiness
with no reason,
no logic.
It's a tough planet,
complicated species,
really hard to be me.
And I want to feel great.
Just to know what that feels like.
And then I want more of it.
And then I want so much of it.
Other people feel good
around me.
I'm ready
to guide myself,
to lead myself
into a new state of being.
I have explored suffering,
rejection,
abandonment,
every negative emotion possible,
even revenge.
I've explored it all.
And now,
I want a little balance.
I want to get really good
at the positive emotion.
I want
to know myself
at a much higher frequency.
I want to know
the greatness,
the goodness
of me.
Okay, take a breath.
And here we go.
And that would be
ever so much easier
if when my head was on the pillow
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow,
I could remember
in this body,
in this mind,
how to sleep,
deeply sleep,
comfortably sleep,
while I connect
to spirit,
to source,
to whatever it is
that drives evolution
in the direction it's going.
Not the chaos
of undoing the old structures,
but into the possibilities.
When my head is on the pillow
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow,
that's the exact right moment
for me to let go.
And reconnect
to the magic,
to the miracle,
to the goodness
of life
in this body,
on this planet,
at this time.
It's not perfect.
It's never going to be perfect.
And yet when my head is on the pillow
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow,
I desire
to know
perfection in that moment
of being sheltered,
fully supported,
comfortable,
and
to remember
whatever I need to remember,
to sleep
deeply,
comfortably,
healingly.
I want to know
that connection
back to source,
so that I might remember
in every cell of my body,
in all my bodies,
the truth
of the expression
of me.
I'm here
for all of it.
The awake times
and the asleep times.
I'm here
Two.
Feel good.
As powerfully.
As often.
As consistently.
As I have felt bad.
And as I balance that,
I say yes
to having
a wonderful experience
of knowing,
living,
being
the miracle
that I am.
Okay, big breath.